Number one, anyone who's planning to come Bez Hashem, Parshas Toldos, should speak to Zalmi and make sure to tell him if you need a place to stay, or Bez Hashem invited for all three meals to eat in the shul. So please let him know so we'll make all the arrangements. Okay. Okay. I'd like to continue the Malach of Zareya. And the progression here, you know, this the sugyas here in Ayin Gimel and Beis are not really sugyas, as you've understood. I just want to clarify that. They're like two lines, and that's why we're not doing as much Gemara, because there is no Gemara here. Okay? Bez Hashem, as the year progresses, and even as far close as when we get to Ayin Dalet, it's already a long sugya on the Gemara. So we haven't forgotten that the Gemara is here, so just want to let you know that I'm aware of that there's a Gemara here. So you shouldn't feel that. But I figured that while we're on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, we should might as well learn these things because they're very relevant to Halacha Lamaisa. And these are ideas that you'll use for the rest of your life. Because Hilcha Shabbos comes up once a week for the rest of your life. So you should be. No, most people don't know Hilcha Shabbos, believe it or not. Most people don't know Hilcha Shabbos, even though it comes up once a week. Well, they know, they heard different things, you know, but like if you ask them, like, what's it based on, or no clue, you know. They heard, all by hearsay. Hilcha Shabbos by hearsay. So Bez Hashem, this will be Hilcha Shabbos, not by hearsay, but I have not forgotten about the Gemara, Moshe. And as soon as we get to Ayin Dalet, you'll see we're going to be learning a lot of Gemara. And then once we finish Ayin Dalet and Ayin Hey, then we'll probably skip to a different parak and go straight Gemara also, which will also be La Halacha, but it'll be more Gemara. So you just have to be patient, okay? That's all I ask. Just be a little patient, and you'll see as the year progresses, you'll be a lot of Gemara. Which will be, I'll leave it to Hilchas also, but it'll be more just the nature of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, is that it's all two-liners. So you know, and to skip it, I think, is also chaval, because I want you to have both aspects, the ability of reading through a Daf Gemara, plus the knowledge of Hilchas Shabbos, which is also quite important. So, and then it could be as the year progresses, what I might do also is some of the Sunday Shiurim, give Halacha L'maisa Tapis and the Sunday Shiurim in Yom Shabbos as well. So this way we'll have a lot of the Halacha with the Gemara. So those that in Yonim from Shabbos that are not in the Gemaras that we're going to do straight, you'll get through the Halacha Shiur on Sundays. So that's as the year progresses. So don't worry, chill out, and it'll be good. Wow. Well, not all the malachas are. Yeah, well, right now, when I give a little advice, we have those malachas, right? We're going to be doing Zri, and then we're going to be Kotzer. Then there's going to be Sugya Bore. That's going to be a whole Amid Gemara of Bore, which is also relevant. But first, we're going to learn the whole Amid Gemara, which is also very important. Okay? And the way I plan to do it, Bez Hashem, is that by the beginning of November, we'll start Chazara. So this way, you'll have Chazara, and when the time that I won't be here for the Chasana, so you'll be able to continue the Chazara. This way, it won't be much time lost in the whole system. So it's all planned out. Okay? Okay? So, but today I'd like to begin a very interesting topic. Now, if you looked at the title of this passage, It's a quite intriguing title. The Inyan Kiruv Bizria. What does that mean? You want to carve someone through Zria? Kiruv Bizria? No, that's pretty, I would say it's pretty original. So what does Kiruv Bizria mean? Oh, it's a little strange, don't you know? Kiruv Bizria, anybody? Yeah.
Not similar, close to. Not close to the Moloch.
Kiruv Bizria. Kiruv. What do you think that means? Kiruv Bizria. So there is, let me tell you like this. There is a whole discussion in Hilchos Shabbos and other areas. Say something is in motion. Something's in motion. It's going to happen. But you hasten the procedure. It's like, say, by Bishul. The food is on the stove. It's going to be cooked. But you start. So you hasten. So if you hasten, then what? So the question is, what's the status of hastening the procedure? Something is going to be what? Going to grow. A seed's in the ground. It's going to grow. But you do something to what? To hasten the procedure. So what is the status of doing something to hasten the procedure? In other words, it would have happened without you. So on one hand, you could say you didn't do anything because it would have happened without you. But you were what? Kiruv means you get it closer to happen. Your makarev means to hasten the procedure. So what happens if you do something to what? To make it grow quicker. Is that also called Zriya? Or not? That is the topic of this discussion. Kruvi Zriya. So if I would ask you that, without looking at any packets, anything, what would you say? Asr or Mutter? Asr. Why? Prove it to me. Prove it to me. Yes. Excellent. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Excellent. But it was pouring, don't you have a tremendous riot from pouring water on the ground? Pouring water on the ground. If you wouldn't pour the water, it also would grow. So now you pour a little water, it grows quicker. So that's what? Kiruv Bizria. So what's the din over there by pouring water? Pouring water, you chayv skila for pouring water. You pour water on the ground, l'kavana to mazria, to gadol, chayv misa. Oh, okay. Now let me ask you a question. So lechora kirub zriya is what adin daraisa. Let me ask you a question. What if there are ants, rodents, that are on the tree, and they're going to destroy it if they stay too long? So you put something like an odor on the tree to frighten, you know, to have them go move away. What will you say over there? Is that Zaria? Is that Zaria?
Because why would that be any different than weeding, so getting rid of the weeds?
So would
like the weeds, so it would be similar.
So would be Zaria. Is that what you're gonna say too? Right, so it's not kiruv, but is it something else? It's like taking away the weeds. Improvement. Is it proactive or? It's not proactive. It's defensive. Defensive driving. Defensive. It's defensive. So what's the story of defensive? How does Judaism view defensive? Let me ask you a question, okay? Do you want to hear this question? Say, I take a neder. And the neder is, I'm not going to get hanoah from you. Okay? So that means I can't come to your house to eat Fruit Loops anymore. I can't eat drakes by you. Okay? Because I can't get hanoah from you, right? If I make this up to a neder, right? But say you owe someone money. Can I pay the loan on your behalf? Is that called getting hanoah? In other words, I'm not allowed to get hanoah. You're not allowed to get hanoah from me. Right? You're not allowed to get hanoah from me. You can't get hanoah from me. Right? Say you can't get hanoah from me. I make a neder, you can't get hanoah. You take whoever makes a neder, can't get hanoah from me. So that means you can't eat my you can't come to my house to eat. You can't do this, you can't get do that. But could you say I pay off your loan? Can I do that? For a person who you can't get hanoah from? There's no positive hanoah?
No. It's not like eating in his house or whatever. You're not gaining anything.
It has nothing to do with hanoah. Huh? Shouldn't be allowed. You're saying it should be allowed. So take a look. There's a famous Gemara, Mishnah Nedarim. Page 3. Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Hamuder Hanoah Mechavero, if a person takes a neder that he's not going to get Hanoah from his friend, Shokelo Ashiklo. In other words, he could pay to machtes. In other words, everyone has a chiyuv to give machtes a shekel. So the guy who can't give hanoah to the other guy could still pay his machtes a shekel. Who poreh es chovo? Or he could what? He could pay, like Rav Schwachter said. That's mutter. Because that's not called getting a positive hanoah. That's only taking away something negative. Now, what's the phrase, the yeshivisha terminology in the Gemara for this idea? So, look in the Gemara. Alma avruchi ari ba'almahu. What does that mean? But literally it means, what is an Ari? A lion. Avruchi means to chase him away. But like a lion is about to start up with me and you chase him away, that's not called giving someone hanah. That's just taking away a negative thing. So when you pay somebody's loan, you're not giving him hanah. You're just called being what? Mavriach Ari. And Mavriach Ari is not called Hanoh. Mavriach Ari is not called Hanoh. That's what you see here from the Mishnah. So if you can't give Hanoh to somebody, so you can't give him your food, you can't give him your clothing, you can't give him anything else, but you can pay his loans. Because it's Mavriach Ari. Because it's just like the person who he owes money to, he's like the lion. So you pay back for him, you're chasing away the lion. So chasing away lions is mutter. You're allowed to chase away lions. Because there was, even though you can't give the other guy hanah, the lion's about to bite him, you can chase it away. So if the debtor, you know, the malvez is knocking on his door, so you can pay it for him. Because you just, because the person he owes the money to, he's like the lion. He's like the Ari. So you're what? You're chasing away the Ari. So that's the classic terminology for not doing something positive, but chasing away a negative. And it's called what? Mavriach Ari. So Mavriach Ari is not called giving someone hanor. So if you can't give someone hanor, you can still pay his loans.
At the end of the day, he has more money because he doesn't have to pay it.
He doesn't have more money. Well, and but it's indirect. He's not losing. It's indirect. Indirect. So indirect is not called giving hanah. From Nikki, you want to say? Okay. So there is a classic sefer in Hilchos Shabbos called the Shvisas HaShabbos. If you don't have the sefer, I just don't know how you keep Shabbos. The Shvisas HaShabbos, Rav Osai, I would say, go for it. And this is the new edition. The nice, no, you know, clear print. You should definitely go for a Shvisas HaShabbos if you can get one. He says like this. Afal pi Shalaharbe Dine Hatora Mavriach Ari Shahusilo Kahezek, that's taking away damage, Lo Choshev Maisa, that's not called doing an action. Achla Inyan Shabbos Ushvis Matzanu Shagam Mavriach Ari Choshev Kosa Guf HaPu'ula. But when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, and we're going to see in the Yerushalmi, that if you do something on Shabbos, say we're talking about Zoreya here, you do something on Shabbos to stop a damage from happening in an indirect way, that's called Zorea. Whereas if there are worms that are detrimental to the tree, and you take some ointment, some liquid, and you put it on the tree, and it has a potent smell, and therefore all the wasp, the bugs will go away. You chayiv mishum zoreya. Even though you're not positively putting water in there, so it's not a positive thing, it's just like a what? A mavriya chari. It's like a mavriya chari. But when it comes to Shabbos, even a mavriya chari is chayiv. One second. I'll take all your comments momentarily. Just take a look in the Yerushalmi. Please take a look in the Yerushalmi. Please take a look in the Yerushalmi on page 2. Says the Yerushalmi, Hanoteya, person plants, Mavrich Umarkiv, that's type of runners or grafting. Okay, it's let's talk about Hamizahim. Hamizahim. You see that in the second line there? Hamizahim. See that? Yeah? What does Mizahim mean? Look in the Korban Eidah. Look in the Yesh Mefarshim. Hamizahim, Yesh Mefarshim. Mizahim, Shemoshim, Eilonis, Bedobar, Sharech, Ra. Kedei Sheyivruchu, Hatoloim, and Arech, Rav, Yamusu. Whereas there are Toloim on your plant which are going to destroy it. So you put something, some solution on the plant that has a potent smell, that as a result of the potent smell the toloim will lock, go away. The toloim will go away. So the Yerushalmi says Yichayiv Mishum Zoreya. Yichayiv Mishum Zoreya. So says the Shavisa Shashamas, that even though this is like a scenario of what? Mavriach Ari. This is a scenario of Mavriach Ari. And normally Mavriach Ari is not considered giving Hanah. So because it's not considered a Maisa, it's indirect. When it comes to Shabbos, Chayiv. So we have to understand why. Why is Shabbos more Chomer Legabe this? And you know, why is it so? Right? But you see, Mavriya Chari normally is Poker. If I can't give you a Hanoah, I can't give you donuts. But I can pay back your loans. So Mavriach Ari on Shabbos is Chayim. Because the Yerushalmi says Hamizahim. What do you say, Rav Yankim ben Avigdor?
What's the Aramimic between Mavriach Ari by Nidarim and by Melechus Shabbos? Now in Melechus Shabbos you have very strictly defined license and action counterfeit to God.
Yeah, but by Hanoh also, he's speaking about getting a myself Hanoh.
Right, but I'm saying whether or not he defined it as a ray, it's not a strictly defined myself. It's more like
Well, it's not a maisa. You see, that the maisa is not doing anything to improve the tree. It's doing something to stop the bugs from pecking away at the tree.
Yeah, but it's not like Maria Hari is
Because, in other words, do you agree to me that it's different when you put water in the ground, you water the seeds, is different than the Mazahin case? Why? One is one is proactive, and one is defensive. One is defensive. So, normally, and this is not the only example, there are more cases in Shas of Mavriya Chari, but normally, we assume that when you do something that's defensive, so that's not called giving Hanah, and therefore it's not called a Maisa. So here, the Chiddush is that Yechayev on Shabbos Mishum Zareya. In other words, it's a different type of Zareya. Without this Yerushalmi, you might have said that you're not Chayev Mishum Zareya. Because it's not... I would have thought on Shabbos you need a direct Maisa. Like we find in Shabbos, like grummas, potter. You know, whereas usually, in general, indirect things are usually potter. So here, and we have to understand it, and it might take us days to understand based on other things we're going to learn. But keep this in the back of your mind. This Yerushalmi, Mizayim, Mavriya Chari.
Why isn't that called?
Why is it called grama? Right. Okay, we have to have a better understanding of what grama is. Grama usually, and we're going to talk about by the end of this packet, you'll understand grama better also. So, Rav Baruch, what do you say? Right. In other words, but would you have necessarily compared the two? In other words, if I would tell you weeding is usa, would you necessarily conclude that mezayim is also usa? It's a little different because one is dealing with the ground. See, the ground, that's the source of the growth, is the nutrients in the ground. Right, so that's the source of growth. Bugs are externals. I would have thought that's more indirect, the bug case. So you're right. Both is somewhat indirect. Right? In other words, Baruch is saying, isn't Menachesh taking away the weeds also like Mavriya Chari? Because if you take away the weeds are not going to take nutrients from the ground that otherwise could have gone to the tree. So it's also indirect. And yet Yechayev. So he's right. The only thing is, this is more indirect. This is dealing with the bugs that are totally... The varim should be bachutz. Let's read all the cases. One second in the Yerushalmi, then I'll take your question. So the first case is noteya. So that's direct. You take something and you put it in the ground. You take a plant and you put it in the ground. And mavrich and markiv are also type of grafting. You take a branch and you bend it and put it in the ground, or you put a branch onto a pre-existing tree. So that's direct. What's hamikarsim? So mikarsim, the Korban Eda says you take dried out branches. That's the case in our Gemara of Zomer. Right? Zomer. You prune it. Samazared. If it's there are too many branches, it's also pruning. So you cut off some of the branches. Hamefasel is you take solus away. Mizahim is what we said. Hamefarek. One definition is you take stones from off the tree. Hamavek. Is if the roots, Misharashim Hamagulim, if the roots are revealed, you cover them up with stone. Hamashim is also a similar type of thing that you make smoke underneath the tree to kill the insects. Basically, like you said, it's like you're an exterminator. You take your spritz, exterminator spritzes the tree. So if the exterminator spritzes the tree on Shabbos, that's called Zareya. What is that? This? And he's Jewish. Yeah. Albert wanted to say something and Ellie wanted to say something. Yeah. Yeah, in other words, the other pshat in Mizahim is something else. That when the klipa, the shells of the tree, the outside of the tree is starting to wither, so you put fertilizer there so the tree won't die. Right, to make it healthy. Right. Can't compare it to what? Right, but that's only one pshat in Mizahim. The other two pshatim in Mizahim. Judah? Big difference between namely right, that's why I said the bar, so one is a little bit more indirect, one is more, right, it's the same idea that it's you know, like thwarting away something negative. One second. Then you have here Hamashke, Hamashin Hamatliya. Matliya means you take away the bugs. Hakoteya is you put ashes by the roots. Hasach is you take, you smear the fruit that hasn't been fully ripe yet to hasten the ripening process. The hamashke, you water. Hamanakev, you put a hole in the, to let the rain in. Ma'osa batim. Regino yulasas le'ilan gede amasivosim amasa operation for also sukkah milamala login alav minachama. The second shot is he has two pshat in what it means osa batim. One is that they would put a fence around the tree, and then they would say that the tree is 15 feet high, and the fence is 5 feet high, and then they would put offer the whole height of the fence. They would mimale ba'offer, and that would help the tree. The yeshu farshim so osim lo sukkah milamala. And the other case is that you put a tent on top of the tree, so it shouldn't get too hot or too cold, which is also a type of negative thing. You're stopping the elements. Either in the summer it's too hot, so you put a tent so the heat doesn't get in, or in the winter it's too cold, so you put a tent. So also that's also types of mavriachari, types of, you know, stopping the negative from coming. But the klal is, says the Yerushalmi, chol dover, third line from the bottom, chol dover shu levahi lahavchil es haperi chay mishum zoreya. What does lahavchil mean? Lahavchil means to be mashpiach. Anything that will be mashpiach will improve the fruit, the growth is chay mishum zoreya, even if it's done in an indirect way. Even if it's done in an indirect way. So that's this Yerushalmi. This is the Yerushalmi. So it's true that in the Babli we see this also by the fact that you take away the weeds. Is also chayiv, or you prune the tree is also chayiv. But I wouldn't have necessarily extrapolated from the Bavli to extend it to things that are so extraneous, like making the sukkah on top of the tree, or taking, you know, putting, or the zahim case, where you have some potent thing to have the. You know, the Taloim run away. Yeah, Ari?
How can you say that there's a difference that in the case of the Babli weeding, it changes the status quo of the tree, meaning that the less weeds there are, the more nutrients the tree will get. But by the case of
The status of the tree doesn't change, just the nutrients aren't also eaten by the bugs, so therefore it's not changing the status quo, so maybe that's why the guy, you're not causing harm, and that the status of that guy didn't change. It's not changing the status quo of the tree.
Right, it's just taking away something that's trying to destroy the tree.
It's not changing the status quo of the tree. It's not necessarily enhancing
the tree. It's not enhancing the tree. It's just stopping something from...
From
some negative from happening.
So maybe
yeah. Albert? Yeah.
Kind of like all these new ways of helping us see really the refinement of the causes. It seems like they would be higher for other laws anyway. In current Ada, first thing he explained it in putting on the from the sound, the first thing he explained was putting on fertilizer and help part of the risk. But he's saying they're doing both. And you can buy it for the few off the shelf that it, and then sharing the stuff on the fruits, you can buy it for sharing stuff on the fruit. And then for looking at super app, you can buy it for something else.
Well, we're just concerned now with the perspective of Zoraya. Is it Zoraya or is it not Zoraya? No, because not necessarily any other Isser is involved in those things. I mean, just you smear liquid on, so, doesn't necessarily mean that you're violating another Isser. Okay, now back to the Shvisa Shabbos. So the Shvisa Shabbos quotes this whole Yerushalmi and says, again, the first line, Afal Pisha Lahar Beidini HaTorah, even though in many areas of Torah, Mavriach Ari, this concept of Mavriach Ari, Shusila Kahezek, that's taking away something negative, Lo Choshev Maisa, is not considered a Maisa, Afal Inyan Shabbos Usvius, but when it comes to Shabbos and Shemitah, that on Shabbos and Shemitah, these things can't be done. And he quotes the Yerushalmi, and then we don't have to read the Yerushalmi again. That's all those cases that we said in the Yerushalmi. Now let's go to the second column, second line in the middle. V'hine, Eil hadvarim heim rak lasalek hahezek be'ilonos. That's to get rid of the damage. Mikomokam chai mishum zareya. And you still chai mishum zareya. Okay, nisha yeshu otzitz hazarua b'chalom. If somebody has a flower pot by the window, osu liftoach olino l'chalom. You're not allowed to open the window or close the window. Because opening the window is going to bring fresh air. Or close the window is going to take away, say, something that's might too cold out, so it's going to ruin the plant. So anything you do that's going to help the plant, even in an indirect way, is awesome. In other words, if it's going to shut the window, that's going to help that it shouldn't be too cold, or take away the shades, or lahasir hamasach kedei shetizrach aleihem hashemesh, or to take away the shade, the sun will come in. Now, so he's saying you can't open up the shade if on Shabbos. Now, is the Shemitah Shabbos only answering if you do it specifically for the purpose of aiding the plant, or even if you're doing it because you need more light in the room? He's saying even if you need more light, the Lamaisa it's still aiding. No, it's Nichalei because it's gonna help.
No, if I'm opening up not for the plant.
Even if you're opening it not for the plant, if it helps your plant, that's called Nichalei. So it says, he says you can't open up the window or to close the window, whatever it's going to help, whatever, you know, if the plant is there, or you open up the shade and the sun is going to come in. But is that only if you do it with the intent? Or even if you don't do it with the intent? Sorry? The case of putting things into water is talking about flowers that are already detached, that are not in the soil. No, there's no growth anymore. The only question is, maybe the roses are going to open up a little bit more. Yeah, Harav Schwechter. Is it a Dovr Shein Miskavim, but is it a secretion? Right. I don't know. Go ask the scientists. Let's assume that it will help. So then it's us. No, if you leave it before Shabbos, you did it before. Anything you do before Shabbos is fine. Question is to do it on Shabbos. Again, don't come away with any conclusions yet. We haven't. We're just beginning here. Okay, so don't come away with conclusions yet. Okay. What? Yeah. Because it's too cold and it's gonna. Right. No, he's talking about when it's too cold outside. Maybe what? Right. There can be many reasons why you. Right. But he's saying that anything that's going to aid, even in was you see from Yerushalmi, right? The case of sukkah, making a sukkah on top is stopping the heat or stopping the cold. So, why is it not a grumma? So I'll tell you why it's not a grumma. See, as we'll see, Rabbi Hoffman is discussing it later in the packet. Grumma means, what if right now it's cloudy out? So there's no sun. So then you can open up the shade. The sun might come in 10 hours from now, but it's not here now. That's called grumma. Because delayed reaction. But if the sun is here now, and you're opening it now when the sun is here, so that's going to be problematic. But the question I'm asking you is the Shvishas Shabbos mean to Aser even in a case where you say you're sitting in your living room and you just want light to read, and so you open up the shades? But there happens to be plants there. Is that what he's answering, or he's only would answer the case where you're opening it with kavana to help the plants? Which? Right. Valley, what do you say?
Well, I think he's differing with the case in the about the when you're taking your measure, because he's saying it doesn't matter whether or not you get enough from it in the shop. The only time you're being biased by the measure is if you get enough from it. It's the same way as the shop thing, you need to get enough from it.
So you say what are you saying? Are you trying to argue with the Shmish HaShabbos? Are you trying?
How is it being not doing?
No, I just want to know. You hear my question?
Yeah.
My question is, so the Shmish HaShabbos says you can't open or close to help the thing, but is he only answering when that's your kavana, or even if it's not your kavana, but it's still, it's a psik resha, so it still should be also.
I don't understand. If you're saying
usher,
then opening it's a psik resha, so why would the Simon suggesting that maybe saying mutter if I want it for other reasons?
But what does he say?
He said usher to open the shade.
For what purpose?
But
answer my question. What does he say? First, let's read the text.
We don't know.
What does the text say?
We don't know.
Albert, what does the text say?
Rabbi, I mean,
the spot and read the text.
It's fine to hear it again. I mean, it looks like his kavanah here is to save the.
Right. So, in other words, maybe he, in a case where he's just opening it, he needs fresh air for himself. So, he needs to read, so he wants the light. So then he didn't say that that's awesome necessarily.
Right,
but maybe you'll say that's ridiculous to Mechalik because it's a psik resha anyway.
Right.
Oh.
He's saying it's usher when you're doing it for the plant, but by extension it's usher even when you're doing it for yourself.
Because it's a psik resha.
Right.
Okay. Maybe you're right. But maybe you're wrong. But we're not going to know the answer to that question until the next packet. Okay, but you see here this yisod. The first yisod I want to point out to you is that that in Hilchos Shabbos and here specifically by Zriya, any like Loshon HaYushalmi, anything that's lahavil aperi, lahashpia chaperi, is also even if it's in an indirect fashion. Is this called indirect when you open up the shade? Is that called indirect? Right, so that's like taking the dam out and the water comes out, right? So then the halacha is that the first gush is usher. So if the sun is right there, the chora, you don't have to even come on to the issue that Mavriach Ari is usher by Zriya. Even with that, it's usher anyway. It's usher anyway. What? Yeah. If you leave the shade open, what's the problem? You didn't do anything on Shabbos. You can put, if you put your water system on before Shabbos, and it waters the plant, so that's not also. Right? Because you did it before Shabbos. Anything you do before Shabbos is. Not a problem. Okay, maybe it's a Shiloh Maratayin, maybe it's not a Shiloh Maratayin, that's a different issue. But Mitzad Dine Zriya, we're talking here. I didn't say that. I said if you put it on from before Shabbos, but maybe even if you put it on a timer. That's a different. That's a different issue. Okay. But this idea of the Shvisa Shabbos, of opening the window, is part of the discussion of Kiruv Zriya. Right? Because even if you didn't open the window, it's going to still grow. But now that you gave it fresh air or sunlight, it's going to get quicker. So Kiruv Zriya. So for that case, you don't have to come on to the issue of that Mavriach Ari is chayev, but Kiruv Zriya is chayev. Now let's see the source, Rabosai, of Kiruv. So first, the Gemara in Beitza on page 4. Thank you. Tanya, I learned in a braisa. Echad mevi es haor. You have a whole bunch of people all getting together. You know, it sounds like the joke. How many Jews does it take to take over a light bulb or something? Yeah. That's what it sounds like this Gemara. Like, you had five different people getting together. One of them brought fire. One of them brought wood. One of them brought the pot. One of them brought the water. One of them brought the spices. And one of them stirred. So one of them brought wood, and the other guy put the wood in the fire, and the other guy put the water on top of the, you know, on top of the wood, water into the pot on top of the wood, and the other guy stirred whatever the children, whatever it was. So they're all chayavs. They're all chayavs for different reasons. One guy's chayav mishum bishul, one guy's chayav mishum havara. They're all chayavs. So says Rashi, what does magis mean? Magis means mena'er b'kaf. Magis means when you stir. Stirring. That's magis. So, some Pashup Shah in this Gemara is what's the chiyav of stirring? How come if you stir on Shabbos you chayav? The answer is because you're hastening the process. So this is a classic example that hastening the process is chayav. That's the heart of the Pashup Shah, that you're hastening the process. So even though it would have cooked anyway without you, but if you stir what? You're what?
Hastening
the process. So that's called what? Kruvei Bishol. Why Kruvei Bishol? Because you're Makarius. You make it, bring it closer. What do you mean bring it closer? Bring it closer to what? Closer to finish. Closer to the finish line. That's what Zriya means. Kruvei Zriya means you're making it closer to the finish line. Okay? So that's the L'chor of the Yisod in Magis. It's Kruvei Bishol. That's called Kruvei Bishol. Now this Yisod, where is the Lashon Kruvei found? That this Lashon, there was the name of the title I call the Kruvei what? Zriya. So we just saw the word Kruvei Bishol, but we didn't see that Lashon yet. Alright, so let's see, we have to look in the Gemara in Shavuos. The famous Gemara in Shavuos. On Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Look in this Gemara in Shavuos on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Rav Huna, the Omar Rav Huna, Zar Shehofach Betzinora Chayev Misa. We know the halacha is that the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash of the Korbanos are only done by what? Kohanim. If you're not a Kohen, you're not allowed to do the avoda. So Zar is a non-Kohen. So what happens if you have a Korban that's already on the Mizbeach and it's burning away there on the Mizbeach? In other words, the animal, the fats are on the Mizbeach and it's burning away. And someone who's a non-Kohen comes to the Mizbeach and starts poking the fire. You know, to stalking the coals to make it burn quicker. To make the fats on the Mizbeach be consumed quicker. The question is, does he violate the Isser of the Tzar doing avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Because Lamaisa, even if this guy didn't come around, it would have burned anyway. It would have taken 2 hours longer. But he comes, this guy, the Tzar, the non-Kohen, he comes in and he starts poking around. So he's hastening what? He's hastening the process. So is that called doing avoda? Or do we say no? The Tzar is irrelevant because it would have happened what? Anyway. Same thing by Zriya. Would have happened anyway. So that's called Kruve Avoda. Let's see. So what's the halakha over here? Let's see. So it says the Gemara in Shavuos and Yitzayin Amad Beis Kedir Rav Huna. Dom Rav Huna. Zar Shehofach Bitsinora. A Zar that was Hofach Bitsinora means he poked with the stick into the fire. Chayev Misa. So he's Chayev Misa. Means which a Zar that does the Avoda is Chayev Misa. So the Chiddush over here is even though the Avoda was going to happen anyway, so he really is irrelevant. He's just what? Hastening the process. Still Chayev Misa. Gufa Amar Rav Huna Zar Shehofach Bitsinora Chayev Misa. Hey Chidomi, what's the case? So it's, if it's a situation where without him stoking around, it would never have got the fats would never be consumed, then chita, then of course he did the avoda, of course he's chayev. But if even without him, it's what? It's also going to be consumed. So Micah of it. What did he do wrong? So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, the case is, the Ilohafach Behu, if he wouldn't have gotten involved, then Ma'achli B'tarti Shoi. It would have been consumed in 2 hours. Hashna Ma'achli B'chad Shata. But as a result of his intervention, it's going to get consumed in 1 hour. Fakamashma, look inside, is the key line. The Chol Kruve Avoda, Avodahu. Chol Kruve Avoda, Avoda. Chol Kruve Avoda, Avoda. So you see over here in Hilchas Kotshim, in Hilchas Zar doing the Avoda, that the hastening is called an Avoda. Akidei Kach, that he's Chayiv Misa, that he did an Avoda of a Kohen, him not being a Kohen, who's also to do so. So if he did the whole thing, of course he's Chayiv. But here, it was on the fires anyway. He just hastened the process. Something that would have been consumed in 2 hours, he got it to be consumed in 1 hour. Chayiv Misa. So this is the core of this whole discussion. That hastening something that would happen anyway, but you hasten the process, that's an issur d'oraisa. And the Ritva, let's take a look at the Ritva, the famous Ritva. And that Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Let's read the whole Ritva. Takamashmalan, the Chol Kruve Avoda Avodahi. Vika the Kashale, Hadamrina Masechas Avodah Zarah. We learned in Masechas Avodah Zarah. So this is by the din of Bishol Akum. Right? You know there's a law of Bishol Akum. That a goy is not allowed to cook for you. Right? We're not going to discuss all the halachas, what it applies, what it doesn't apply. But generally, the halacha is a goy can't cook for a Jew. Even if it's kosher food. Even if it's kosher food, a goy is not allowed to cook for a Jew because we're afraid that's going to cause intermarriage. because that's how do you have socialization is always through the medium of food, right? That's how people socialize with a little with achila. So you don't just get together; you get together and you go out to eat, right? So the kernel of socialization and camaraderie always revolves around stomach. So therefore, we don't want that we should eat from the goyish cooked foods, because then we're going to come to schmooze too much and we'll end up marrying their daughters. So we don't want that to happen. So therefore, Chazal forbade bishulakum. Now, all the ramifications of bishulakum is not the parameters of today's shiur. That deserves a careful study of okay. So the ikir the kachal lehadam in the Maseches Avodah Zarah, it says in the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah, he niach Yisrael basar al gabe gecholim. If a Jew put raw meat on top of the coals, so a Jew did it. In other words, a Jew is cooking a raw piece of meat. He has a barbecue there, so he takes the meat and puts it on top of the barbecue. Uba goy v'hafach bo. And then a guy goes and what? Stokes the coals. So is that called bishulakum or not? Without the guy, it would have what? It would have gotten cooked anyway. Without the guy, it would have gotten cooked anyway. So he's what? Proving. He's a proving guy. He's what? He's hastening the process. So what's the story of hastening the process? So we always learned hastening the process is a problem, right? Yechayev Misa for hastening the process. So is this called Bishulakum? Or do we say that what the guy did is irrelevant because it would have cooked anyway? So Yiniach Yisrael Basar Al Gabi Gecholim. Well, Goy V'Hafach Bo Mutter. Mutter. It's not Bishulakum. What's the case? The case is that if the guy wouldn't have stoked around, it would have taken 2 hours to get cooked. Now that the guy got involved, now it takes 1 hour. So we say that the guy is irrelevant. Ah, he hastened the process. The Gemara says that Keruvi Bishula is La Bishula. So, Frekta Ritva Kasha, a sphere between the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and the Gemara where? In Shavuos. Well, let's say Shavuos, right? Because the Gemara Shavuos says, when the Zar was Mahapech, then what? Chayv Misa, because he hastened, and hastening is called Dun Demaisa. And when it comes to Bishulakum, we say that the fact that the guy intervened is irrelevant. The lokasha. Tafil have a hava hadaraisa. Efshar shachmira Torah b'avoda. Well, first of all, he wants to say his first knee jerk. What's his first knee jerk reaction? That what? That bishulakim is only derabbanan, and this is daraisa. So by a derabbanan, maybe we're making to say kruvi bishul doesn't count, but by a daraisa, we're machmir. So he says. So he said he starts off by making the following point: even if bishulakum would also be daraisa, which is not, but even if it would, they both would be daraisa, meaning bishulakum would be daraisa and what and zar she'ovad is daraisa. Still, efshar shechmira Torah b'avoda. It could be that the Torah was more machmir when it comes to the isser of non-kohen doing the avoda, because that's a more chomer dicker thing. So, in other words, probably the answer is one is daraisa and one is derabbanan. Bishulakum is derabbanan, so we can be more makel. This is daraisa. But even if they both would be daraisa, he still thinks that you can be mechalek between a more chomer daraisa and a more kal daraisa. that a Muhammad Daraisa is Aser, and a Mu'akal Daraisa is Mutter. Because she came to Hakar Min Adina Daraisa. Certainly over here it said Daraisa. The Kavasa Nami Indian now. What? So he's saying, first of all, he says Bishalakum is the Rabban. But even if Bishalakum would be Daraisa, he thinks still we're more machmir by the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is considered. Right. So that should be more chamer. Right. Yeah, but even if it's Daraisa, it's still a siyag. It's still one step removed. This is mamash going to the Beis HaMikdash and defiling the avoda. This is, it might lead. It might lead to intermarriage. But it's not mamash intermarriage. It might lead to intermarriage. Now he makes another comment. Similarly, by Shabbos, if you hasten the process, you'd be chayef. That'll be compared to the what? The Avodah Zarah, the Shavuos case, the Zar case. What's problematic with this line in the Ritva about leaning Mevashel B'Shabbos? What are people bothered with this line in the Ritva? For Bishalachum we're making, right? But on Shabbos, you'd be chayef, like the Zarcha of Avodah Zarah. That's by Bishul Akum. I'm talking about now Bishul B'Shabbos. So he says Bishul B'Shabbos, what would be the din by Kruvei Bishul? Chayef. He says, because of us, and I'm leaning, Pastor Bashab is everything to have a chayyim. What's problematic with this line? I'm going to read you the line again. Utikavosa nami, we inyan, mevashel, bishabis, efshar, the havichayim. What is problematic with that line? What, someone just said it? What? Oh, why? No, say, you're saying it beautiful. Meaning what? Meaning, why is he what do you mean, Efsher, possibly? Of course it's Chayim. Isn't that the din of Magis? Kador, I think that's what you meant, no? Whereas, why is the Ritzma so. He says, Vigilakim is Potter, be Mekruvi, right? And what? And what's the other case? Zar Sha'ovad Avoda Zara Sha'ovad Avoda is what? Pishalakum is not Chayiv, I'm sorry. It's Mutter. Zar is Chayiv Misa, was Kruvi. Now what about Shabbos? So Shabbos, didn't we say before for sure is Chayiv? Isn't that the din of Magis? So what does he mean to say Efsher the Havichayim? Why Efsher? Isn't it a Meferisha Gemara? Why Efsher? What that lashon Efsher? Why? Where's his self confidence? What's that Efsher? And look at the footnote. L'chor mehapech b'tzinor havichimagis b'kedera. that we mekayev bishulo. Rabbeinu b'chidushim, close to the magis b'tapshil su hagabi or, if somebody stirs the pot, the kodesh yigil amachal ben drusai avi bishul daraisa. So why is he so, this is what people are, why is he so, like, hesitant? And maybe by Shabbos, he had a question, right? He should say, and by Shabbos, it's a b'feirush gemara that you chayiv. What do you mean, efshar, you know? Why is he so, like, so timid? Why is he timid? Why is he timid? Seems to be a little timid, originally. Well, you wouldn't have written it that way. You would have said, "Rather, that extra." You have a question. Have a hoch som be bishul goyim de rabban and hikilo feel baha. So legim shum b'dot seyem kevin shabba miksos ol ga Yisrael. But by bishul akum, since Yisrael did part of it, he put the meat on the coals. Then the goy came, hasten the process, they didn't go there. Yeah, Albert. So he's saying by Shabbos, well, he's well, so what's the thing by Shabbos if you stir? You hasten the process. So he says that Efshar, you'll be chayiv. Why only Efshar? For sure you're chayiv. Isn't that the famous Gemara of Magis?
I mean, in the word Shabbat, they're each doing the malach on their own, each one of the five people. Over here in Shir, it's playing the malach with each other. They're not doing the malach on their own.
What do you mean each doing their own? One of them put the. Can you explain what you're saying one more time?
There's five people.
Right, one's doing this, one's doing that.
Yeah. And it says that they each hire on their own.
Right.
Which then, all together, collect to make one big malacha
pitcher. No, but one of them is Chai Mishim Havara, because he's putting the wood in the fire.
Right.
And the other guy is putting the water onto the fire. He's also Chai Mishim Bishul. In other words, the Magis guy is not the only Bishul guy. Right, but why is the Magis guy chayef? Because Kruve, he's stirring, so he's hastening the process. Because he's hastening the process. He's doing Bishul, but he's not doing Bishul on his own. He's not the only one. Right, but even though the Bishul would have gotten done without him. Because someone else put the water on the fire. So the bishul would have gone down without. He's just, by he's being magis, he's just hastening the process. Right, we're asking for magis. So why doesn't the ritva, why is the ritva saying, the question that people ask in this ritva is why is the ritva saying, Efshar Lagabi Shabbos Chayiv? He should say, and the Chayim Lagabi Shabbos Chayiv, Bevadai, Begeistan HaGemara. was an exception. Yeah, so but he's speeding up the process. But the Magus guy is speeding up the process. So he's helping to get to there. He's helping to get to the finish line. He's helping to quicker to get to the finish line. And the Gemara says, Yechayev. So why is the Ritva saying, an Efshar Lagabi Shabbos Chayev? No, Efshar. Bye bye. I want you to think about that question. Tomorrow we'll continue. Tomorrow I made a longer chumash. I have to see how we can work it. The chumash packet tomorrow is a little bit longer. Okay, but we'll work it out. Think about this ritva, Rabbosai.